Barry Campbell. This is from Cool Blue Tomb by Paul Campricos. My hand was on the front doorknob when the phone rang. I went back and answered the call. A voice came on, identifying itself as belonging to the overseas operator. I have a person-to-person call from London for Mr. A. Socarides. London. I didn't know anyone in London. Maybe the Queen was calling. Go ahead, I said. A clipped English accent that sounded like Winston Churchill doing Basil Rathbone cut in. How do you do, Mr. Socarides? This is Anthony Smythe Covington of the Strand Investigation Service. Norma Shelton, the young lady at Beacon Research in Boston, asked me to call you concerning some historical information, which I believe has a bearing on a case you're working on. I'll be sending a packet along, but she thought you would appreciate hearing from me immediately. Norma didn't miss a trick. I do appreciate your calling. It must be quite late over there. Wee hours of the morning, but not to worry, lad. Mrs. Shelton asked me to keep trying until I got you. She said you were keenly interested in a particular diary. That's right. I've read the journal kept by Lieutenant Thomas Powers up to the shipwreck he was in. I wondered if there were any additional entries.
Precisely. I went directly to the horse's mouth, so to speak. I talked to a descendant of Lieutenant Powers. He kindly allowed me to examine the diary which was in his possession. The diary contains a few entries after the wreck of the Gabriella, but nothing about the lieutenant's naval career. He began keeping a daily journal when he moved to the country, but he had had his fill of the sea, I assume. The entries were mostly about his flower gardens.